for the reading of the Word of God. Appreciate the good singing this morning. Singing like country folk and saved folk ought to sing. Good to be in church. Good to have a copy of the King James Bible. And to know that it is the Word of God. Not just contain the Word of God, but is the Word of God. Without error, without mistake, without a flaw, anywhere about it. Somebody said, "Preacher, I found a mistake in it one time." Don't make a fool out of yourself now. Amen. God don't make no mistakes. He hadn't made none in His Word. Maybe a place we don't understand, but there ain't no mistakes in it. I'll guarantee you on that. The book of Psalms this morning, please, and chapter number 50. Psalms and chapter number 50. I'm going to be honest, what I'm going to preach is going to be a little weak. But this is what I got, so that's what I'm going to give you. And we'll go to the house and fire up again tonight about 6:30. Psalm 50, and I want to read the first two verses this morning. Psalm 50, and reading the first two verses. The mighty God, hallelujah, even the Lord hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before Him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about Him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that He may judge His people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And may the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His Word this morning. Our Heavenly Father, I do thank You, Lord, for the privilege of being in church. And I pray that You'd still our hearts now for a few moments around the Word of God. I pray that You'd help me to say something this morning, Lord, that would bless Your people. God, that would stir their hearts for Thee, that would stir up their love for Thee, stir up their work and labors for Thee. I pray that You'd help me this morning to magnify Your wonderful name. I thank You for speaking to my heart from this verse of Scripture. I pray that You'd make it a blessing to me, that I might be a blessing to them. Thank You, Lord, for the good news that we've enjoyed this morning, those that have been saved, for our own grandchildren, for Angie. Lord, for the good word and the testimonies of those that You've helped while we've been gone, those with health and other things, we're grateful that we serve such a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we might ever ask or think of Thee. I'd ask You this morning to help me, to give me some liberty and power. Help me to preach what You've laid on my heart and do it rightly, rightly dividing the Word of God, and save old sinners, and we'll thank You for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Verse number 2 is what I want to preach from this morning, and try to draw just a few thoughts, or draw this as a starting point, and bring the message of the hour. But Asaph, the writer of this particular song, says that the mighty God, and how mighty He is. I'll tell you, we serve a great God. I'm glad that He is all-powerful. And He is a sovereign God. I'm telling you, that's a naughty word most places. But God is a sovereign God this morning. And I'm grateful that He is. He said, even the Lord, He is God. You know, when Israel, in the days of Elijah, when they cried out on Mount Carmel, and when the fire fell, they cried, the Lord, He is God. And I'm grateful this morning that our Lord Jesus, He is God. And He has spoken, He said, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. I believe, according to that verse and verse 5, that this could be a picture of the rapture. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant by sacrifice. And it is then and there that God will judge His people. But I want to preach this morning out of verse number 2, if God will help me, where it says, out of Zion the perfection of beauty God hath shined. And I want to try to preach for a while this morning on the thought, when Zion shines its brightest. When Zion shines its brightest. I'm glad to thank God that God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. And the Bible said that that wonderful light has a shine. It has shined out of the city of Zion. It shined all the way from heaven to earth. And had the power to redeem the souls of men. Then 2 Samuel 5:7, Zion is called a stronghold. I'm glad, thank God it is. David took the stronghold of Zion. And I'm glad this morning it is a stronghold. Zion, God's city, will protect you and I from the fiery darts of the devil. It is a place of refuge for the people of God. In Psalm chapter 2 and verse 6, it's called a holy hill. I want to say, my friend, there's not a hill any holier than Mount Calvary. Thank God on Zion. Our Lord Jesus walked up on that holy hill and laid His life down that He might take it up again. I'm telling you, anytime God does business with God, it is a holy place. I believe we could say that it might have been called Zion where Moses walked with his shoes on, and God said, remove the shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I'm telling you, where God made His eternal covenant with you and I is holy ground. In that hour when the sky became dark and the Lord Jesus was separated from the Father, I'm telling you, there was holy business taking place. Thank God that it's holy ground. And He said, out of Zion the perfection of beauty had God shined unto His people. In Psalm 76 and verse number 2, it's called God's dwelling place. Woo! I'm glad, thank God, that God dwells in Zion. If you don't know where it's at, it's the city of Jerusalem. Zion was a stronghold right outside the city of Jerusalem. And that's where God dwells. Amen to God. I'm telling you, there's coming an hour when the great God of glory that has called the ends of the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, that God will call us together, my friend, and from the city of Jerusalem, God's holy hill, God's Mount Zion, God will rule and reign in the hearts of men upon this earth that we're living in. I won't say in Psalm 48:2, it's called the joy of the whole earth. If that's right, what's wrong with you this morning? Amen. It's the joy of all the earth. For it is that holy hill. It is that holy city where our Lord Jesus laid down His life that He might take it up again. And it's that same holy city that God will dwell in amongst men. I'm telling you, it's the joy of all the earth. Buddy, I'm happy in Christ Jesus this morning. I'm glad God got me off of a bar stool into the house of the living God and put a joy in my heart and a spring in myself and prepared me for the presence of all my God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. The joy of the whole earth. You know, there's coming a day when the whole earth will sound out the praises of the God that dwelleth between the cherubims above the mercy seat. There's coming a day when the whole earth will sound out the praises of God. Can you imagine, my friend, the entire creation of God crying out and giving praises unto Him? Somebody said, you sound like a fool. Oh no. I'm telling you, there's coming a day when He lives upon this earth that, my friend, the trees will cry out and give Him praise. And the flowers
choirs will lift their pedestals toward heaven and praise God. And the birds will be singing a sweeter song. And oh yes, and even the people that dwell therein will lift up their hearts in perfect praise and adoration and sing praise to the Lord. For the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. Amen. I want to say in Psalm 48:3, it's known. It says, and God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad my soul has found a hiding place. Son, if you ain't ever needed one, hang on. I had to have one on that airplane flight. I'm not as brave as a lot of people. I'm telling you, they still make my knees knock together. Amen to God. Now, I'm not a bit ashamed to say it, but I found that God was my refuge. A brother on the way there, on the way back, I drawn up close to the bosom of God. Now, I tell you, He spoke sweet peace to my heart, and I found a safety in the midst of the storm. Somebody said, preacher, what storm are you talking about? I'm talking about the one that the devil will brew up in your heart, my friend. And if you run to Christ in your soul, you'll find a refuge in that time you can lean on. When Zion shines its brightest. I'm glad He's a shining today. Here in our text, the Bible said it's a perfection of beauty. The perfection of beauty. And that means complete. Its beauty is complete. Nothing lacking in Zion. And from it, God shines. God shines out of that place. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And that word shine means to be bright, or it means to show oneself. And so what Asaph is saying here is that out of Zion, God hath revealed Himself to man. It's out of Zion that God shows Himself. It's out of Zion that God magnifies Himself. It's out of Zion that God reveals Himself to man. I'm telling you, friend, we've forgotten the great theme of the Bible. And the theme of the Bible is that men might know God. And everything that God has done from Genesis 1-1 all the way through the book of the Revelation, He has done it that He might make Himself known to mortal man upon this earth. Somebody said, why didn't He just come down in all of His glory? You couldn't stand it. Flesh and blood will never look upon all that glory and stand it, my friend. That's why you must be born again. Huh? That's why you got to have a glorified body. Hallelujah. So you can look upon Him. Oh, yes, sir. I tell you, His glory is so great and His beauty so bright. If mortal eyes, I'm talking about eyes of clay, was to look upon such a bright light as our God is, I tell you, the gladness and melt us in a minute. Mankind is unable to look upon God. I'm telling you, I have not seen, my friend, neither entered into the heart of man, what God has in store for them that love Him. And it is beyond our comprehending of the glory and the majesty and the power of Almighty God. Amen. But God knows what's best. And He, in everything He's done, from Genesis 1-1 through the Bible, He's done that He might reveal Himself to man. That man might know that He is God. I mean, the coats of skin that He gave to Adam and Eve, He was revealing His redemptive plan to them. The ark that Noah built, He was revealing His redemptive plan and revealing God to mankind. And aren't you glad that He preserved it in a book that we also might have the same revelation they had? Hallelujah. I could go right on down the line. You know why God shut up the heavens in Elijah's day at the prayer of Elijah and then made it rain again in chapter 17 of 1 Kings? Old Elijah prayed 63 words. And the power and the fire of God fell, consumed the sacrifice, licked up the dust and the water that was around the sacrifice. And when that was done, all of Israel fell upon their face and cried, the Lord, He is God. I'm telling you, my friend, everything that He does, He does. That you might know Him. Now I'm telling you, it burns. It's getting to where it just about burns me up when people shut up their vows of love toward the Lord. You preach to them and preach to them and preach to them, and son, they just act like there is no response toward God at all, no grace in their hearts at all, no love at all, no knowledge at all of the Most High God. I'm telling you, the closer I get to Him, the brighter He shines, and the brighter He shines, the more my heart goes out to Him. Hallelujah to God. Woo! We was coming in on that airplane. I was ticked. They took us from McAllen to Houston, and they said, you got to go to B-71. That's what they told us when we got on down in McAllen. Now, we never had been. Last year, we never went to B. This year, we never went to Concourse B. And we walked, and we walked, and we walked, and we walked. And finally, we got to a place, and it said, Gate B. I looked, and there's a door. You had to get on a train and then ride. Then get off of the train and walk again. I told Miss Hall, I said, it's a puddle jumper. It's a 19 passenger. I'm telling you, my knees were done. I said, I can't handle this. I said, bless God, I'll get a car. I'll rent a car and drive back to Kentucky if I have to. Got down there, buddy, and they give Miss Ruth the boarding pass. Told me, Miss Hall said, well, said, you might get on the plane, you might not. Said, we may have to reimburse half of your money or take you on a flight and won't get into midnight into Nashville. I'm telling you, I started fuming. I said, my goodness. I said, I'll just go rent a car. Let them give me my money. I'll get a car, praise God, and we'll drive to the house. Mr. Ruth said, I ain't getting on there without you. I'm a riding too. Amen. But I'm telling you, God's got a purpose behind everything. That wasn't more than a little puddle jumper. It was a jet, but it pulled about 60 people, and that thing went airborne. And son, I'm telling you what. He said it'd be a little bumpy on takeoff, a little bumpy on landing, but a smooth ride along the way. I thought, hallelujah to God, that's kind of like it is with us. A little bumpy on the takeoff, a little bumpy in the landing, but a smooth ride with God all the way. I'm telling you, that jet airplane finally got up there climbing and leveled off, and I was sitting as one seat here, and I was in it, and two on the other side aisle. There's a lady from Ireland here, and Miss Hall by the window, and Miss Ruth was on up front a little way. And boy, I tell you, we broke through that thing, and son, I looked down upon what was going on, and I thought, my goodness, it looked like mountains of snow, mountains so cloudy, mountains of snow everywhere. And I'm telling you, the thought come to my heart, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament above, my friend, and declare the power of God. I thought, how great a God I'm a servant, how great a God I'm a servant, son, that can make the clouds like a mountain of snow under my feet. That's my God I'm a servant. And I thought, my goodness, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, son, I'm God both of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad He's God in the heavens and He's God on the earth as well. And He's a shining. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, hath God shined. He shined last Tuesday morning. And I found out a week ago Tuesday, and I found out Angie's going to have a baby. Son, I like to have a Baptist fit. He shined again Friday afternoon when I heard Josh and Elizabeth got saved. Now I'm telling you, He's still a shining this morning. And He ain't like a flashlight, son. He ain't going to turn it off. He cannot turn it off. He is God. He is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. And that light has shined out of man. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, when does it shine? I won't be but a minute, and we'll get through this message, I hope. Hallelujah. I'm trying to. Hallelujah. I've got 4 points. Zion shines its brightest. Amen. In creation. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I'm glad I don't believe that I come from a monkey. Amen. Or a tadpole. You realize in creation how brightly our God shines. For the Bible said in Psalm 19, 1 and 2, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Night, day unto day, utter a speech, and night unto night, showeth knowledge. I'm glad that God in His creation, thank God that creation shows the handiwork of God. Now I'm telling you, thine is a shining brightly in the creation. A man to have to be an infidel moron, a regular jack. And that other word Miss Hall don't like me to use, buddy. That talks about a girl. But I tell you, man, have to be one of them. Yes, sir. To believe that we just this world just exploded and there things was, or that it just happened to be here, or that a man evolved from a tadpole. I ain't seen any tadpoles lately with a leg. I ain't seen any monkeys without a tail. I'm telling you, I ain't seen any humans with a tail or wallowing on their belly in the water, and less they in the belly on the water and they lost out to the beach. Amen. That is right. Shines in creation. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Somebody said, what's it show, preacher? It reveals the work of God. You ought to read the account of creation. And on the seventh day, God rested from His work. I'm telling you, God is a worker, friend. And what a worker He is. I'm telling you, we can put little buildings together, houses together. We can put skyscrapers together, build bridges, build highways, build roads, build tractors, build cars, build all this and that. And it takes a while to get the job done. But our God stepped out on nothing when there was nothing to step out on and said, let there be light. And there was light. And He took His fingers and scattered the stars across the heaven and spoke, and there was two lights, a greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night. I'm telling you, that was just God's handiwork. God done that that you might know Him. Amen. It reveals His handiwork. I never saw this until this morning. But the creation reveals His Word. Somebody said, oh, is that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. I don't have time to go on with that. But I see the Word right in the verse I just read to you out of Psalm 19. Day unto day does what, friend? Uttereth speech. And that word simply means promises speech. It means a thing. It means a word. And simply what the psalmist is saying is that day unto day, every day you get up, every morning when the sun rises, every day when the sun sets, day unto day, the creation utters its speech. It speaks to you and I that there is a God. Aren't you glad, friend, that God's that kind of a God? Even that Africa, even up till in Africa, bound down to a totem pole. Amen to God. He knows better than that. Somebody said, preacher, I don't believe it. I'm going to show you in a minute He does. Because God said that the very things from the beginning of creation, those invisible things of God, are known in the creation. Even His eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse. Somebody said, well, them heathen that die over earth out hearing the gospel go to heaven. They are without excuse. Amen. Going in a little restless, are you? I'm going to say it reveals His wisdom. And night unto night showeth knowledge. That literally means wisdom. How wise God was when He set the sun in its orbit and the moon above the earth and scattered the planets. I read an article the other day said where there's a meteorite that's going to fall upon the earth that they thought it was going to fall in 2003. But they changed their mind and said it'd fall in 2023. I'm going to tell you why they changed their mind. Because they are a bunch of educated idiots. All they'd have to do is read the Bible. And somebody said, now preacher, that day will never come. Yes, it will! There's coming a day, friend, when the stars will fall upon this earth as figs, as untimely figs falling from a fig tree. But I'm going to tell you something. Them idiots don't know when that's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you when it does happen. Hallelujah to God. We're going to be looking on from a better place. Amen to God. Are we going to be above what's taking place down below? In fact, we're going to be above the stars and above the dark hole that they found, all the way up to Zion, all the way up to the city of our God. You know, they think they're bright. They think they're real intelligent. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. What do you think is the brightest light in all the world? I think God would be, wouldn't it? When Paul got saved, there's a light brighter than the noonday sun shined around him. Now, here's my question for that bunch of educated idiots. Wonder why they can't find that light up there through that dark hole somewhere. Son, it's beyond their telescopes. I'm glad you said that, Brother Jerome. It's beyond their telescopes. But I've seen it without the mortal eye. Oh, yes, I beheld the glory of Mount Zion. That glorious day when Christ shined into my heart. I got to hurry because I want to get done about 12:30. Amen. Amen and amen. I'm going to say it reveals the warning of God. That's right. Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, that they are without excuse. Somebody said, well, God never did speak to my heart. He has spoken by the invisible things or by creation. His invisible things are known. Even His eternal power and Godhead. That's God's warning to you, friend. Amen to God. I want to say secondly, not only does Zion shine out of creation, but Zion shined at Calvary. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Yes, sir. And it shined out of a dark place. Son, I'm telling you, from the sixth into the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the earth. But I'm telling you, that darkness could not prevent the shining light of Zion. For in the darkest hour that man has ever known, my friend, there was a cry went up that said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I'm telling you, at the cross, where I first saw the light, it's where the burden of my heart was rolled away. Son, I'm glad that old criminal saw it there that day. Now I'm telling you, the rocks rent. The rocks and the graves were open. And people come out of those graves. The Bible said not only that criminal, but there was a centurion there. And that centurion that wouldn't know God from Adam's house cat, when he saw these things and all those that were with him, he cried out and said, surely this is. No, he said, this was the Son of God. I've got news for him. Is. Are we here today, ladies and gentlemen? What a light. Shining at Calvary. Remember the day that Calvary shined, that light shined out of Calvary to you? Yes, sir, and open up your old blinded eyes. Praise God, got you out of that den of iniquity. Got you out of the fields of sin, out of a world of ungodliness. Got you away from the stench and the hellhole. You know what? No, I won't go in time to preach that. Yeah, I will. You know a verse of Scripture I read in the book of Psalms coming home? David said, Lord, gather me not with the wicked and the unbelievers or the ungodly. You know what David's saying? David said, Lord, I don't want to die amongst this ungodly crowd. Let me die a death that is worthy of a child of God, Lord. Don't take me in death with these dissemblers and this wicked crowd. But let me die with the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Woo! Holy Ghost, this plant ain't going down, son. Too many dissemblers on here.
Amen.
Somebody said, how do you know they were wicked people on there? Because half of them was wearing shorts, didn't have tops on. I never had their bellies hanging out. I never seen so much of ungodly mess in all my life. I'd hate to die. I'd hate to go out to meet God in a crowd like that. That was ungodly and unholy.
Now, if it was a gang load of, I start to say a gang load of Baptist preachers, but I ain't got much confidence in many of them.
Amen.
Amen. Zion shines at Calvary. I want to say Zion shined out of the crypt, the tomb. Hallelujah to God. Oh, yes, when they sealed that tomb, I like to pass out when they sang that song this morning. On that third and glorious day. No. How's that start? On that third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away.
Woo!
I wrote this down. And listen carefully. I wrote down the scriptures. I ain't got my glasses on me. Hallelujah to God. Huh? Get them for me, Josh. I'm feeling good today. I'm glad I'm saved. Hallelujah to God. I'm trying to act like I'm saved. Matthew 28:1-6, in the end of the Sabbath. And I'm going to make a point at the end of this scripture. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulcher, and behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. I wonder why that angel sat upon that stone. Can you imagine that stone that they rolled, and they come and there's an angel sitting. That angel descended from heaven. And there he sat on top of that stone. You know what he's telling them women that came? Heaven has conquered that tomb. Heaven has conquered death and hell, and heaven rests where death used to abide. If you can get a hold of that and make some of y'all act like I'm acting. Some of you think, well, it ain't very deep preaching, but you ain't never got there yet. Oh, you hear the words, but it ain't never took root right there yet. And there sat that angel on that stone that he rolled away. And get this, his countenance was like lightning. There's that light that shined out of Zion. And his raiment white as snow.
Amen.
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
Amen.
And the angel said unto the woman, look here. Second point. Fear ye not. Those other men quaked and trembled. But that angel said, fear ye not. He didn't say anything about fear not. That would have been all inclusive. Those people were fearing. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you one reason them people got saved the other night. There was a fear in their soul that God had left them and stopped dealing with them. And a fear gripped their heart that they was going to hell, my friend. That's right. It ain't quite got a hold of some folk yet. Fear ye not. You don't have a thing to fear. And that little word, far, he is not here. Far, he is risen. Far, he is not here. You don't have a thing to fear. Why, Lord? Because he is not here. Now, I know this thing, you ain't going to get this either. But the Lord said, that angel said, come and see where he lay. He's gone.
Amen.
Come and see where he lay.
Here's why you don't have to fear. He's out of the grave. And because I live, ye can live also. So I'm glad on that third and glorious day that Zion, the perfection of beauty, shined at the crib, my friend, and brought the Son of God incorruptible and defiled out of the darkness of that crib.
And he told them women, said, come here and take a look. I want you to see this. He is not here. He's risen. In fact, he's done departed. But I'm going to tell you, aren't you glad that that angel said, he's gone before you into Galilee. Go on into Galilee and you'll find him there. Did they find him there? Amen. Hear what I'm saying well.
He's gone before us. He's not here. He is risen. Go on to Galilee. And you'll find him there.
I'm going to tell you where we're going to find him.
In heaven itself. There's coming an hour when our eyes will look upon the blessed glory of God and the perfection of Zion, the perfection of beauty, the perfection of holiness.
Now I want to say in closing, Zion has shined its brightest at the cross.
At the crossing of the Jordan, why should I be afraid? There is someone there who loves me and he'll guide me over Jordan to a land of endless delight. Aren't you glad that he shines?
When we get ready to make the crossing, I'll guarantee you, son, there will be a light shining at the end of the tunnel. You know why? For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. I'm glad, thank God, when it comes time for a child of God to go home, he'll be a shining. I'll never forget my mother dying 4 years ago yesterday. Early in the morning, it was on a Monday morning. 4 years ago. Miss Hall and I walked into that room, hospital there in Louisville, that Sunday evening. And I just bent down over my mama and I said, Mama, I want to tell you again that I love you. And I appreciate everything you've done for me down through the years. I'm glad you're my mommy. And I love you. Didn't have enough energy to speak. She just smiled. About all she could do. But she got the message. They wheeled that little old gray-haired man and he set him beside, rolled him up beside that bed, and they turned Mama's head over and she lay there and looked at Papa. He said, Mary, I love you. I'm praying for you. In a little while, I sat there and said, I'm tired. I got to go. But he said, I'll see you again, Mary. But I'll see you again. He never in this life ever saw her again. But on July the 21st, 2002,
at the crossing, of the Jordan,
I believe when he looked over, we saw that light of Zion. He started making his way down through the valley of the shadow of death. The only way you can have a shadow is to have a light. and another object. I believe that light shined on the cross. And the same cross that had saved him escorted him through the valley. There's a song that speaks about neath the shadow of the cross. I believe when he got on the other side and worshiped Jesus for a little while, I believe the Lord just stepped aside and said. And I believe Pop saw two back there. The little baby used to be that big. And now she's the most beautiful thing. I'm talking about my little sister. Died when she was 3 months old. I've never seen her. But I'm going to. I'm going to. Somebody said, you really believe that? Yes, sir.
Anybody?
And I believe beside of her was my mama. And the three of them, I believe, up there shouting the victory.
Amen.
You know, my parents knew Brenda's parents. I believe they're up there having a time in God. There's a little old boy up there that had an arm like that. And I believe when I get on the other side of the Jordan, I'm going to see a perfect man down there waiting on me. I don't know how he'll identify himself. But he might walk up to me and say, I still love you, Bubby. That's what we always do, Brother Hall. I love you, Bubby. Give me a big kiss. Take that good arm, pat me on the back. Yes, sir, you better believe, friend. Zion shines.
Amen.
It's brightest at the crossing.
Amen.
The question this morning is, do you have the light? Have you? If you've never seen the light here, you will never see it at the crossing.
Amen.
How about it? When Zion, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Let's stand, please.